That's right. It's time for Character Flaws here on the Download on 720 WGN. This is our regular segment where we focus and feature some of the great sketch comedians, improvisers, character artists, and performers that this great city has to offer. I'm excited about tonight. I mean, we're going to hear from an undecided, the Download's undecided voter. As we get closer, you know, they're going to play a big role, you know, as we get past the primary. So we want to find out a little bit more about what the undecided voter thinks of today's news, the political news that's coming out. But first, you know, a tremendous amount of news in the sports realm, whether it be tomorrow's NFL draft, the hot start for the Chicago White Sox and the Chicago Cubs, the talk of Jake Arrieta and performance-enhancing drugs, the Blackhawks who have to get ready for the offseason, Steph Curry, the injuries in the NBA playoffs. It never ends, and that's a great way to bring in the guests we have lined up next. You can see our next guest on Sports TV's Let Me Finish and on Sports Command's I'm the Man. It's Chip Lakeless, and he's on the line with us now. Chip, thanks for joining us.
Hold on a second. Hold on. No, I'm doing an interview with I'm doing a radio phone with St. Louis. No, I think we're talking Blues. Yeah, I don't care about dinner. Shut up.
Okay.
I'm on the air. Am I on?
Yeah, you're
anyway,
on.
When I'm in St. Louis, I listen to Jim Stevens on your home for St. Louis Blues Radio.
Yeah, well, this is Chicago. This is WGN in Chicago, but close enough. You know, the big news, you know, we got a lot of sports to cover, but I wanted to get to a personal note. You're actually leaving Sports Command for a new job over at Sports Authority. Tell us about that.
Yes, and sorry for the confusion, Jeff. It's always good to be on in Chicago, home of your Chicago White Sox, off to a terrible start. I hope we have time to get into that. We got a lot on the sports plate to discuss. I am leaving. I have signed a deal with a major, major corporation. I don't know if I can say it on the air. I did sign an NDA, but what the heck, I'll say it anyway. This is Chi-Town, the Windy City, and I will be joining the Sports Authority, and I'll be doing podcasts in the back of their store. It's a pretty big deal, especially on sale days. Buy one week, get the second week for half off. Next at Sports Authority.
And just like, I mean, just like your idol, you know, Skip Bayless, who is leaving from ESPN to Fox, you're doing the same thing. You're moving to somewhere else.
It's been a hard week in the entertainment world with the death of King, but knowing that my hero, Skip Bayless, I think, Chicago, this is Chicago, yes?
Yes.
Okay, thank you very much, Jack. Chicago is home to one of the great sports writers of all the 90s and part of the 2000s, a guy who was robbed of Pulitzer largely because of the liberal media, a gentleman by the name of Jay Mariotti, who was fair, who was current, who was hip, who knew how to treat a woman. Jay Mariotti, one of the great writers of all time, without being controversial like a lot in the media these days.
Right,
the next best writer is a gentleman named Skip Bayless. You've seen him on another competing network that has nothing to do with sports TV, so I don't mention that four-letter word on the air. But Skip Bayless, listen, to me, and I don't know if you're a journalism nerd, I've heard your show a couple times, Pete, but one of the great things about Skip Bayless, I always say that he is what Edward R. Murrow was to Sean Hannity.
Wow.
Role models of a generation, the ability to cut through spin, get to truth, and tell you about the world of sports.
Wow, so you're saying he's at Edward Murrow level. That's amazing.
Who are we talking about now, Jack?
We're talking about Skip Bayless, right?
Skip Bayless, Edward R. Murrow. Skip Bayless is easily one of the greatest yellow journalists of all time. I wouldn't take anything the man says seriously. Everything he says is a lie. He argues with Stephen A. Smith just for the point of making money. Nobody wants to hear anybody scream, but he's the one who's always screaming. As far as I'm concerned, is he an idol? Of course he is. Do I take anything he says seriously? Not a chance. And by the way, listening to you praise Jay Mariotti is genuinely insulting.
All right, let's get to the sports. You know, I got to ask, Chip, I mean, big...
Hold on. It's Chicago. It's not St. Louis. I don't know what's going to happen in Game 7. Don't watch it on the DVR until I'm ready. We got Game 7 on the
sure,
DVR.
No.
Go on, Pete.
No, go ahead. Let's talk about some sports stories. Today, the Cubs and the Brewers rained out, but Jake Arrieta's start pushed back to tomorrow. He's unbelievable right now, and just when a pitcher does well, or any baseball player does well, you know... things come up. People are asking about whether or not performance-enhancing drugs are involved. What do you say about Jake Arrieta?
Whoa. Can I finish?
Yeah.
Am I going to have a chance to speak? Did you have me on to listen to yourself, Pete? Here's what I'm getting at, Jeff. Jake Arrieta and pitchers in general, this world has become so cynical that all anybody talks about is steroid use, most of which has never been proven. And if I were on the air in St. Louis, nobody would defend Mark McGwire in the 90s more than I would. Mark McGwire had to say things because he was pressured into it. That's a man who did everything naturally. Jake Arrieta does it, doing everything naturally. Every athlete who's been accused of PEDs since the baseball strike in 1994 has largely come up with false information, and they have been able to defend themselves and prove that they have not done steroids. And it's this cynical world that we live in that makes people like you label athletes as steroid users. I don't have time for it. Are we on?
So you're saying that all of the athletes that were accused and admitted to steroid use, that was all false?
Am I going to get a chance? But should I let you talk? Should I let you talk, Michael? Here's what's not at all what I said. If you would actually listen to what I said, most baseball players since 1995 have been using steroids. Almost every single player in the history of baseball who's hit over 50 home runs is a steroid user. Remember Brady Anderson? He had 50-some home runs and then died 10 minutes later. Of course he was on steroids. Is Jake Arrieta on steroids? I don't want to think so. Then again, I'm one of the greatest fans in baseball. Go Cardinals. Oops, I'm not supposed to say that. I'm a journalist.
All right, let's talk about the NFL draft. It's here in Chicago. A big day for tomorrow. I mean, obviously, a lot of moving and shaking. We've seen two teams move up to grab quarterbacks. What do you think of the NFL draft? Are we going to see some fireworks tomorrow?
It is. First of all, let me ask you one thing, Stephen. Are you a fan of rock and roll music, like great rock and roll music?
Who isn't? Yes, of course I am.
To see Pete Wentz both head up Fall Out Boy and declare for the draft is one of the more exciting moments in all of football and rock and roll history.
Yeah.
Not since King played the Super Bowl in 2004, 2005, Prince, whatever it was. No. I'm not quite as current with music as my wife is. I don't want to eat. I'm on the air. Sorry about that. I'm being force-fed dinner because I've been on a bit of a hunger strike. We'll save that for the next appearance. The NFL draft is exciting. All of Chicago's interested. Chicago's not a city, and I know I'm going to upset a lot of your viewers, but Chicago's not a city with a lot to offer. Sure, Michael Jackson played with the Bulls for a couple of years, and that was fine and dandy. Sure, the Chicago Bears almost won the Super Bowl in 85, the 86 Super Bowl for the 85 season, and came up short against those New England Patriots and Tom Brady. This is finally bringing life to a city that's begging for it. It's draft city. It's NFL town. Rahm Emanuel walking around in a Bears jacket has never looked more authoritative. It is one of the most exciting things to ever happen in the city of Chicago since Summerfest played with the Oak Ridge Boys and Sha Na Na back in 83.
Oh, so you're saying that this is a really big deal for the city of Chicago.
What are you, homeless? They're the only people that go to this NFL draft thing, homeless people and kids. And I like homeless people and kids. Also, I don't like homeless kids. I want to make that very clear. Stay away from my email, homeless kids. Nobody cares about this NFL draft city. It's going to be 18 degrees. I'm going to be home watching it from the benefit of my couch, eating thin crust pizza, which Chicago is known for. And for you to imply that somehow this NFL draft being in Chicago is a big deal shows that you probably should be on the air in Sheboygan like you are.
All right. All right, finally, let's talk about the NBA.
Whoa, excuse me. I wasn't done. Just want to say it's great to be on the air here.
All right, let me ask you about the NBA playoffs. Steph Curry's hurt. Blake Griffin's hurt. Chris Paul's hurt. We're seeing a lot of the big marquee stars going down with injuries. This is a tough time for the NBA playoffs.
The WNBA playoffs don't start for a few months. Is there a real question for me?
No, the NBA, the men's basketball, men's.
Yes, I have the men's basketball on my DVR. Then we get to that pretty soon. I have been reading that Steph Curry, the likely MVP this year, the star of the Golden State Warriors, is injured, may not play for a couple of weeks. And you know what? When you talk about overrated players, shooting doesn't win you NBA championships. You can print that. Two of my other idols, I mentioned that Skip Bayless is one of my heroes, the Sean Hannity of a generation. The one thing I will tell you is that two other of my heroes, Bobby Knight and Donald Trump, hung out together in Indianapolis. And what they would say is exactly what I would say. Shooting doesn't win titles. Right. Steph Curry may be hurt. Nobody's going to miss him.
Really?
Chris Paul may be hurt. Nobody's going to. Can I finish? Let me finish. I'm the television host. You're the radio guy. Right, dude?
Right. No, you're right. I'm so sorry, Mr. Lakeless.
It's Mr. Chip. Go on.
I was just saying, you're saying that nobody's going to miss Steph Curry and that shootings don't win championships.
Is that what I said? Can your producer play back the tape, Jeff? Because that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Steph Curry has redefined shooting in the NBA. He makes Ray Allen look like Pete Myers. Steph Curry is one of the great shooters in the history of basketball. They won the title largely because of him, and if he doesn't get real healthy, Golden State might be able to get past Houston, maybe, but they certainly can't get past San Antonio in the third round of the NBA playoffs.
Wow. Chip Lakeless from Sports TV's Let Me Finish, and now he's going to be doing podcasts from the back of Sports Authority. Congrats on the move. Chip Lakeless, always, always a pleasure to have someone of your esteemed generation, your talent on the radio with us. We appreciate it.
David, thank you so much for joining. When I'm in Chicago or St. Louis, I listen to the, hold on a second, the David Stevens Show, following Kathy and Judy, weeknights at 8.